Walk down Orange Avenue, past the pizza shop. Walk down Magnolia Avenue, past the cops and the Wawa trucks. Walk down Colonial, past the 7-Elevens and the tattoo shops. Sunday morning downtown Orlando. Got him a taxi, he's listening to Cardi B. Got in my taxi, it's raining outside and it's muggy. Air conditioning, cracking, irritating my throat. Step back into the humidity, the air makes me choke. The show in Florida that night felt really good. Ben played piano beautifully and his drum machine went boom, 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 boom. My singing was stellar and the crowd was swooning to my crooning. We played Needles Disney and the crowd lit up. That song got the loudest cheering. But when we played a song for the victims of the Orlando shooting, the room was quiet and I felt uncomfortable singing it. And for reminding them of the tragedy of what went so horribly wrong down there. But it went okay, I just wanted them to know that I cared. Afterwards, we drove past the Pulse nightclub in the northern direction of Orange. Condos just behind it, quintessential suburban intersection. Dunkin' Donuts on one corner, a Wendy's on the other. A lone palm shooting up from the blacktop on the other corner, an auto repair shop. 49 succulents out front, a memorial to the fallen ones. The contrast of the beautiful Florida sun and its laws supporting guns when the people were killed there last June. I was up in the sky on my flight from Bergen to Trondheim. Yeah, I caught my flight away from there. United Airlines flight 441 to Chicago O'Hare. Stayed up late that night, texting away and talking. Stealing my suit in the bathroom, gonna look sharp tomorrow. Like Christopher Walken in True Romance. Dry cough from the flight. Beep, 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 beep. Beat me up, had Domata's next door to a Mediterranean restaurant. Got some oranges and bananas from the Walmart across the street that used to be a Ross. I'd buy scarves and hats there. And the winter, sentimental about this hotel. I've been staying here since I can't remember. Woken up by garbage trucks this morning, didn't get enough sleep due to my dry cough. Many memories flood me at this hotel, and the ghosts visit me each time I'm here. The times a cat and I came here to visit her grandmother and to attend her memorial. The East Lansing girl I shared a night here with. One song, one song. The girl from Alabama who insisted I take her for a nice dinner before we slept together. I say, but it's 1:30 in the morning, I don't know a nice late spot in Chicago and I'm tired, it's fucking cold. She said, well, in the morning you must at least take me to a nice breakfast. But in the morning I got an early flight to catch to Dallas, Texas. And she said, okay, as long as there's a store near your hotel where I can at least get some beer. I said, well, that works for me. And I watched her open Gidgen's Bible from the reflection in the mirror. But nowadays during my stays I call my girlfriend and tell her how lonely I feel here. Nowadays I just call my girlfriend and say I love you and I wish you were here. I'm gonna sleep a few more hours, grab my 3-pound dumbbells and do 30 minutes of shadow boxing. Ask the front desk if they could kindly print out some lyrics for my show tonight. Well, now I just got a phone call from my little sister. Tells me of a mass shooting in Las Vegas at a concert last night and Tom Petty died at 66. How did I miss this news? The TV's been plugging sports all day. I met with Stephen Alive, we talked about the shooting and Tom Petty and things regarding being middle-aged. I said, Steve, I gotta be honest, I don't know Tom Petty songs all that well. He said, there's a perfect one for you to sing tonight, it's called Here Comes My Girl. I said I like that one, it's so much better than Refugee. And I wrote the words down backstage, sipping on my water next to a fruit tray, an assortment of cold cuts and cheeses. Great show last night, but I got tired about 75% the way through. Don't remember feeling that tired, playing shows back in 1992. But it felt good in my suit, my brand new alligator skin shoes. Everybody played so good, the strings were so beautiful, the lightning set a perfect blue cue. See, here comes my girl for Tom Petty, really woke me up. I told them about how I saw Tom Petty with Tommy Two Tone when I was just a pup. Dedicated extras to the people who lost their lives in Las Vegas. A somber ending to the show. That was the end of the concert, live in Chicago.